My friend, I want to take just a few minutes to share with you an opportunity where you and I can potentially get together to work on your real estate investing business to help get you unstuck, to do so in an environment of other successful, like-minded real estate investors and in a world-class setting. So if that has piqued your interest in any way, I want you to just take a few minutes to listen to what I have to say. So, you know, being born and raised in Miami, my family and I have always visited and spent some time in the Florida Keys. In fact, it's one of my favorite places in the world. And, you know, just in July, I spent my 40th birthday there with my family. We rented a nice house on the water. And I was talking to my wife and I said, you know, I'd love to share this with the right group of people. And I got to thinking. And so what I have decided to do is I am going to be renting a beautiful house on the water with a pool. And I'm going to host the first Flip Empire experience at this house. It's going to be for a very small, select group of people. It's going to be very intimate, probably somewhere between 8 and 12 people max, if that at all. And I just want to take an opportunity to share this with you. So if you have any interest at all in getting together with like-minded individuals, people that are going to walk alongside you, people that are going to hold you accountable, people that have already achieved a certain level of success in their business, you know, so if you're just getting started in this business, if you haven't done any deals, I really appreciate you. I love the fact that you're listening to this podcast, wanting to learn and to grow. But this is not for you. So this first Flip Empire experience is going to be, if you've already done deals, if you've already, if you're already making money and you want to, you know, as they say, take it to another level and you want to do so, you want to network with the right people. You want to go deep on what's working, what's not working, and help you get unstuck, essentially remove any roadblocks or barriers that are preventing you from getting to, you know, from where you are today to where you want to go. And you want to do so in a place where people aren't going to judge you and people are just going to, like, you know, help you essentially, help you get from where you are to where you want to go. And in some cases, it might be even something on the personal side that's masking itself as a business challenge, but it's actually a personal challenge. But if you see the value in that and you want to do so with the right people, in the Florida Keys in an amazing location, and you want to experience what this is all about, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to head over to flipempire.com/private. There's going to be a very, very short web form there. And that's going to essentially start the process where you and I can connect and see if ultimately this is the right fit. I will tell you, there is going to be an investment involved. It's not going to be anything crazy, $20,000, $25,000. It's not going to be anything like that. But if you're already doing deals and if you know there's another level, if you know there's an opportunity where getting together in an inspiring location with the right people and just essentially removing anything that's preventing you from getting to where you want to go and help you accomplish your goals, head over to flipempire.com/private. And that's going to jumpstart the process essentially of us connecting and seeing if you are the right fit for the first Flip Empire experience that I'm going to be hosting. Really, really looking forward to it. Again, if you think this is for you, there's no commitments, no obligations. Just take a few minutes to fill out the web form and you and I will connect on a call. I'll answer any questions you have and ultimately determine if this would make sense for both of us. So head over to flipempire.com/private. And if that's you, I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How are you, my friend? Today, I want to talk to you about something extremely important on the podcast here. So first and foremost, thank you for tuning in. My friend, today, what I'm going to talk to you about is dealing with the stressors of life, dealing with negative emotions, fear, anxiety. You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're nervous, here's what I want you to do. I encourage you. I challenge you. Listen to my voice. Listen to this entire episode from start to finish. Do not feel the urge to hit that fast forward 15-second button or 30-second button and to move on to another podcast. I promise you what you need to hear, what I have to share with you. And why do I know this? Because I have been dealing with certain stressors in my life over the course of the last several weeks, and things I just want to open up to you about, things I want to get vulnerable with you, and in hopes that my message will land, will connect, will resonate with you. Why? Because we're all humans, right? And we all make mistakes. And sometimes we all do things we shouldn't do, or say things we shouldn't say, or we don't do things we know we should be doing that are going to be healthy and good for us. And yet we make the wrong choices. We make the wrong decisions. So on today's episode, I want to share with you some stories. I want to share with you some things that have been bouncing around in my mind, some things that I want to, just essentially share with you in hopes that it can help you in your life. It can help you in your business. And with the ultimate goal that this can be the type of episode that remains evergreen, the type of episode that when you are feeling down, when you're dealing through, you know, with certain challenges or the crap or the curveballs that life throws your way, whether it's in your life or your business, that you can refer back to this as a reminder. You can refer back to this to reconnect, to get centered on because here's the thing, you have the choice, you have the ability to turn things around, right? And so I want to share with you certain things. So with that, you know, with the preface to the show, as that being the introduction, I want to encourage you, listen to this, because I have some important things I want to share with you that I truly, truly do believe can help you in your life and business. So without further ado, let's hop into episode 455 here on the Flip Empire Show. Welcome, welcome, my friends. So if you are joining me for the first time, thank you for tuning in. My name is Alex Pardo. And if this is your first time, you've chosen I think a pretty good episode to tune into. So on the Flip Empire Show, if you've been listening for a while, you know we cover everything from real estate investing, marketing, team building, entrepreneurship. And then it varies and it goes to personal development and life and relationships and connections and business. And so we cover everything in between. And the one thing that's a common thread is that we all have ups in our life. We all have downs in our life. And the same thing applies to our businesses, right? Life and business is not always an upward trajectory. And I don't choose or wish to have a life with no stress, right? Because the fact of the matter is that some stress is healthy, and then there's other stressors that are unhealthy, right? But we all deal with them. And life isn't about what happens to you, it's about how you choose to respond or react to what happens with you. So I really want you to just focus in on this podcast episode, listen to what I have to say, because I want to share with some things with you that again, I hope you can relate to. And more importantly, that maybe bring some awareness, right? And maybe it gives you the ability to just hit the pause button for a second and ask yourself, just take an assessment of where you're at right now, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and everything in between. So having said that, I really want to just kind of lay the groundwork and just cover one housekeeping thing before we move forward. Listen to episode 454 that was just published with my good friend and partner in Ascend, Steve Cavanaugh. As you may or may not know, we run a mastermind and coaching community called Ascend, made up of successful, high-achieving entrepreneurs. And we cover, you know, we focus on life first and we cover business. And it's a very hybrid approach. And we kind of, you know, cover the whole gamut. And a couple of months ago, we had our Ascend retreat, in which we get in there and it's a challenge-based mastermind where people come to the table with true challenges in life and business, some things that your jaw would drop, and then other common challenges that you may be dealing with. And what happens in there stays between those four walls. So on that episode, obviously, we respect confidentiality. We would never share anything personal, but we wanted to kind of give you a big picture as some of the common challenges, issues, mindset problems, business problems, life problems that many people are dealing with. And so if we felt that if several of our members were dealing with those things, you may be in those shoes too. So we just want to cover some of the challenges and then more importantly, how you can approach, think about, and how you can potentially solve some of those challenges. So I really want to encourage you to listen to episode 454. And I think that's a perfect way to transition into this particular episode because, you know, over the course of the last several weeks, I've been dealing with a certain amount of stress in my life that I'm not always, you know, dealing with. And I think that speaks to what I was sharing earlier, that life is about ups and downs and we all have seasons. But how you choose to, what's the meaning you're giving the things happening to your life? How are you thinking about it? What are you focusing on? And so You know, some of the practical things I've done to just deal with some of these stressors are journaling, praying, meditating. Earlier this year, I learned transcendental meditation, which I highly recommend, and it's helped me to reduce a certain level of stress and anxiety. And just connecting guidance, connecting with the right people. So just those are some of the practical things, having conversations with my wife. Those are some of the practical things that I've done that and I can go deeper on future episodes if you want me to. But there's something to be said for understanding and having awareness for what you're feeling. In some cases, it manifests itself physically. You know, so for me, I know when I'm feeling anxiety, it's a pressure on my chest. When I'm nervous about something, it's a feeling in the pit of my stomach. Understanding why you have that feeling, and then more importantly, what do you do with that feeling? What does it mean? What are you meant to take from it? These are all things that, and for you, it might feel different. For you, you might get a headache, but be in tune with your body and be in tune with the stress that life throws your way. How do you react to that physically, emotionally, mentally, etc., relationally? So think about that, right? But you know, I'll share with you a few examples. So my wife and I, we have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, two girls, and they're getting to that stage in their life where they're starting to test us, and they're starting to act out a little bit. My little one, from time to time, can have a little attitude on her. You know, my older one sometimes chooses not to listen. You know, when you're trying to communicate, you're trying to reason with a 3 or 5 year old, sometimes that can be an uphill battle. And sometimes that's not even the right approach. In fact, Steve, a good friend of ours, Steve Cavanaugh, he recommended we read a book. I think it's called 1-2-3 Magic, right? And it's about how to communicate with little ones and how to discipline them. And then making sure my wife and I are on the same page, because we're different people, kind of the yin and the yang. And she approaches things a little different than I approach them. And there's not necessarily a right or wrong. It's just we're different and we approach things different. But it's important that her and I are on the same page with parenting and disciplining and how we communicate to our kids, et cetera. So if you're a parent, you have kids, you can probably understand where I'm coming from. And you can probably relate to me on a certain level. So being a parent, that comes with a certain level of stress from time to time. You know, and I heard that the older kids get, you know, you got different set of challenges you got to deal with, et cetera. And then eventually they're driving, right? And then they want to go out with their friends, and there's all these influences that as a parent, you know, can potentially stress you. So it's all a learning experience. This is the beauty of life. It's not always ups and downs, but it's now I'm learning how to become a better father. I'm learning how to different approaches and how to handle things differently, right? So that's a stress that at times can make the house kind of feel like you're walking on eggshells a little bit when your kids are just choosing to act out and you question, hey, am I approaching this the right way? Because when your kids are born, they don't come with a manual, right? You learn as you go, and you talk to people, and you get educated, and you read, and you experience, and you test things, right? So there's that. And then the other thing is, you know, from a health perspective, earlier this year, you know, I was very focused on just feeling good when I turned 40 in July, being very conscious of the food I was putting in my body. And I did pretty good leading up to my 40th birthday. And I've always, you know, one of the things I'll share with you is I've been fluctuating for the last 3 years between 60 and 170. And around my birthday, I was like at 161, 162, and I felt good. And then since my birthday, I've kind of let myself go a little bit as far as like the food I consume. And now it's affecting me where I'm just, you know, I'm feeling just not as energized throughout the day. Sometimes a bit lethargic creeps in, and that's because of the food I'm putting in my body, right? And most importantly, I've asked myself, hey, why is it like you need to recognize the patterns that happen in your life. And you need to recognize when you go through a certain, for me, you know, health for the last 3-4 years, I've always been between 160 and 170. And when I'm closer to 160, I'm looking good. I'm feeling good. I have more confidence. I have more energy. But then yet sometimes I make poor choices with the food I eat. And then I start creeping up closer to 170, and then I don't have the energy, and I'm not feeling as confident, and I'm not looking as good. And so, so why do we make choices that we know are not good for us, right? That's a question you got to answer. But more importantly, what do you do moving forward, right? So that's something I've just been more in tune with, the patterns in my life. And for you, you know, you might be thinking to yourself, hey, for me, it's not health, but for me, it's my business, right? Because I understand the importance of marketing. I know not to turn off that marketing, that campaign. And I do all this marketing, I generate these leads, and then I start working on these deals, I close these deals. And then I turn around and I realize my pipeline is dry and I don't have any new deals. Why? Because I turned off my marketing. And I know not to turn off my marketing, but I still made that choice. And so, you know, ask yourself, how do you set your environment up for success? And how do you make it inevitable so that you make the right choices, right? Some people might refer to them as hacks and some of the things that you might be able to do. And it could be hiring a coach, right? Somebody that's going to hold you accountable. Or it could be making a public declaration. Hey, I choose to do this. Or hey, these are my goals, right? And so that's a level of accountability. There's different things you can do. But first, it starts with awareness. Number two, you have to just recognize your patterns. What are the patterns that serve you? What are the patterns that are disempowering or take away from, you know, the direction of the vision or the goals that you want to achieve, the vision you want to strive towards? These are all things that you need to be in tune with. You have to have your finger on the pulse. Here's another stressor that I just dealt with 15, 20 minutes ago. You don't know this, obviously, because I'm recording this and there's nobody around me, but this is the second time I am recording this podcast episode. And the first time I recorded, I felt it came out like I got my message across. I communicated the way I wanted to communicate with the level of passion that hopefully is coming through on the other end right now as you're listening to me. And I realized that I forgot to press a particular button in which you could actually hear my audio. So I recorded a 22-minute podcast episode. I downloaded it and I made a very rookie mistake, despite this being the 455th podcast episode I recorded and probably 50, 60 other podcasts I've been on, right? I've been on 50 and recorded almost 500 podcast episodes, and yet I made a rookie mistake. And excuse me, initially I was upset at myself, right? And now I have to re-record this. And is it gonna come out? Am I gonna say and communicate the message the same way and make sure I touch on certain things I wanted to touch on? Because whether you know it or not, I record these podcasts without notes. I share with you my unfiltered thoughts. I shoot from my heart, and I give you what's inside of me. I try not to plan or script too much what I'm going to share with you on the podcast, because I want it to be very authentic. I want it to just come out organic, and I feel that that comes out better than me trying to like plan things out. That just tends to work better for me. So, anyways, I was upset with myself. I made a rookie mistake. I didn't check the audio setting. And then now here I am recording this, but immediately I thought of, well, you know what? This gives me the opportunity to share a few other things that I completely forgot to share the first time I recorded it. This gives me the opportunity to communicate with you even more effectively and hope, and I'm hoping that I'm doing so. You know, this gives me the ability to, I started to look for the positives. So initially it was a stressor because I started thinking, well, I just wasted 30 minutes of my life doing that. And I did this and I did that, and I have a meeting coming up and I have a call coming up and this and that. And my wife just texted me that now my little one has 101 fever. All these things started to come into my world, right? I took a step back, I took a breath, and I said, it's okay, right? Like, this gives me another opportunity. And all the other stuff, you just got to put them in their compartments, put them in their categories that they belong in, and just put all that to the side and just focus on this, which is what I'm doing now. That's an example of a stressor I recently dealt with, right? So, you know, it was Tony Robbins that talked about it and said, the quality of our life is determined by the choices and decisions we make. So if you're not happy with where you're at in your life and or your business or health or relationship, you have the ability to do something about that. You have the ability to change that. Too many people are focused on the external when they need to be focused on themselves and looking internally. Because my friend, you have the ability to change things. If you're not happy with your business, the money you're making, if you're not happy with the relationship you're in, if you're not happy with your health, change it. Do something about it. Stop pointing the finger at others. And meanwhile, you have four fingers pointing back at you. Start, instead of using your index finger, use your thumb, point back at yourself. Hey, don't ask so much, why am I in this position, but what am I going to do moving forward? What can I learn from my past experiences, from the failures, from the lessons learned that are going to help shape me moving forward, right? Because your past doesn't define you, but it can help shape you. And so these are some of the things you have to ask yourself is, are you making the right choices? Are the choices you're making in alignment with the goals you have, with the vision you have for your life? And hopefully those are things that you've clearly established. And if you have a lack of clarity, I would start there. You know, start with creating a vision for your life. What do you want your life to look like? But there's three things I want to share with you that I think are very important. Number one, monitor what you're focusing on. Evaluate, take a self-assessment. What am I focusing on right now? Am I focusing on lack, what I don't have? Or am I focusing on what I'm grateful for? Am I focusing on what I do have? Am I focusing on the positive, what's empowering versus disempowering me, right? So what are you focused on? Number two, okay, and this is really important. We all do this. What is the meaning that you are giving things that are happening to you? What's the story you're telling yourself? What's the meaning you're because we all do this. I'll share with you another story. So a really good friend of mine and I had a conversation about 3 weeks ago. And in that conversation, he said a comment that kind of caught me off guard, that I didn't take too kindly to it. And at the moment, I didn't even say anything about it. It just threw me off guard. Maybe you can relate. I don't know if that's happened to you, but it caught me by surprise. And immediately I assigned the definition and a meaning to what he told me. I heard something. Little did I know what he said wasn't what he was trying to communicate to me. He was telling me one thing, but I heard something totally different. You know, this happens a lot in relationships, right? Especially between men and women. There's a book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, or whatever, right? It's women communicate and say one thing, but a man hears and does something different, and vice versa. You know, I know it's happened to Nati and I a lot. And so you have to be responsible, not just for your communication, but what are you hearing? And so instead of addressing it like I normally would do, right on the spot, hey, dude, what exactly do you mean? Could you elaborate, you know, et cetera, getting some clarity? I assigned it a meaning and a definition, and I let it fester in me for the next 2 weeks. And don't get me wrong, I wasn't blowing it out of proportion. I wasn't losing sleep about it, but it did bug me. Right. It kind of needled me. And it's so much so that just recently I had a conversation with him and I said, hey, dude, we had this conversation 2-3 weeks ago. You made this comment and this is how I took it. And, you know, it bothered me. And I just kind of opened up to him about it and he listened to me. And then he was like, he's like, dude, what I said is what I meant, but you interpreted and you took it to mean something else. Like, and then I replayed what he told me and I'm like, it's so clear to me now what you meant. It's like one of those things that when you say something, it can mean two totally different things. Well, I took it to mean the negative instead of taking it at face value, which is what he was trying to communicate to me. And that wasn't on him. That was on me. That was my bad. And I realized that I need to monitor like the meaning I give certain things, right? It could be something someone tells me. It could be something I read. It could be something I hear. It could be an interaction or a conversation. It could be something I observe. What's the meaning I am assigning to these things, right? And am I right? Like I should have just addressed it on the end is what I normally would do. I'm the type of person that like, if there's conflict or there's an issue and I don't like something, I address it right on the spot. You know, because I want to move past it. I don't want to let things like hold me down and have, you know, like that black cloud over your head that I think we've all experienced from time to time. So what's the meaning you're giving things? I'll give you another example. You know, COVID-19 hit on March 11th. And I've spoken to so many people where COVID has been the biggest blessing in their life and business. And yes, obviously they've had to adjust and they've had to shift how they operate and how they do certain things, but it's been a huge blessing. And then I've talked to other people that same COVID is like it's doom and gloom, right? And they can't close deals and they can't do this and they can't do that. And it's all focused on the lack and the negative versus focused on the opportunity, right? So to one person, this pandemic can motivate them, can inspire them. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to do what I got to do. This is the ability to now start this new business or the ability to tweak or modify my existing business. All right, now it gives me the ability to, because I'm quarantined, to focus on this more, to create systems. To another person, the same pandemic It's my business is falling apart. I got to close my doors. I'm not going to make enough money. So what's the story you're telling yourself? What's the meaning that you're assigning to these things that happen, right? Number three, and maybe even most importantly, what are you going to do? What choices are you going to make? What decisions are you going to make? And what are you going to change, right? Because I alluded to this earlier in the podcast. Life isn't about what happens to you. It's about how you choose and react and respond to what happens to you. You have the ability to change these things. Now, it's not going to just happen for you. You have to act. You got to do something. But it starts with making a decision. I am making a choice and a decision that moving forward, I will no longer accept mediocrity in my life. I will no longer accept mediocrity in my business. I'm going to make this decision. I'm going to do this. And then you start to put the wheels in motion. And it's super important that you have the right environment, the right people that are going to lift you up, that are going to walk alongside you, that are going to hold you accountable, that are going to challenge you, that are going to say, hey, you know, you've committed to this, but now you're falling back into these old habits, which we've all been guilty of, including me. And by the way, this podcast episode, what I'm sharing with you is as much for me as it is for you. Why? Because lately I have fallen into these bad habits, these old routines. And so I'm really hoping that my voice in this podcast episode serves as evergreen content, something that you can just replug into to just re-energize, to recharge, to maybe remind you of something you forgot, something you knew, but you forget. And, you know, I don't know if this happens to you, but for me, sometimes when I've heard something so many times, I might tend to tune out. I've trained myself recently that that's when I need to lean into that message more, because you might know it, but are you applying it? You might know it, but have you implemented it? You might know it, dot, dot, dot. You see what I'm saying? It's like, so sometimes the things that you know and you've heard a million times are the things that we're pushing away or that we take for granted, but yet we're not really like, it's not manifesting itself in our life and or our business. So hopefully that makes sense. So last thing I want to share with you, because this episode has been a little longer than they normally are, and I want to, you know, keep it short and sweet, is look internal, not external. Understand that we have the ability already with, I may not know you, and you may feel like you know me, or you may know me, or I may know you, but I promise you, if you're listening to this, you have the ability inside of you to change anything you want. It's already within you. Now, it's important that you have the right environment, the right coaches, counselors, people that can guide you, mentors, et cetera, you know, mastermind communities. That's all important, right? But it starts with you having to make the decision. It's already inside of you. You know, you think about somebody that wants to get in shape, and let's say a goal they have is they want a six pack. The six pack is there. You just got a bunch of fat that's covering it. You got to trim the fat, right? And how do you trim the fat? By the food that you eat, by the exercise, by your routine, by the, you know, you get what I'm saying? So like, think of what you want as the equivalent of a six pack, and think of what is holding you back as the equivalent of the fat that's on top of that six pack, right? But you got to make the choices. It starts there. You got to think about, take a self-assessment of what are you focusing on? What's the meaning and the definition that you're giving things? And then what choices and decisions are you going to make moving forward? So my friends, I trust and hope that I've done this particular podcast episode justice, because I know you'll never hear the first one because nobody's going to hear it. I didn't record the audio, but I've communicated everything I wanted to share with you. And I'm really hoping it hits you between the eyes, that it lands home with you. And most importantly, that not just it lands home with you, but what are you going to do moving forward, right? Because the goal and aim of this podcast is to help you in your life and your business. And that's what I'm going to continue to do and continue to strive to do. So thank you for those of you who have taken the time to leave me a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot. And I'm grateful. I'm really, really grateful for it. So what I'd like you to do is just share this episode. Because again, we're all human. We're all flawed. We all make mistakes. We all have to continue to grow and learn. And I truly believe this is the type of message that people need to hear. So you'd be doing me a big favor, and maybe you might be even be doing them a favor, right? By just sharing quality content and information. So if this connected with you, please share it and let's start a dialogue. Let me know if you have any questions and or if I can help you in any way. At AlexPardo25 on Instagram, you can connect with me on Facebook, or just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Have an awesome, awesome day.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.